So sometimes I go to 3D movies, and at the beginning of the movie, I like to take the glasses off just to see what the screen will look like without those ugly glasses on my face. And although you can make out the action, and most of these movies, let's face it, are action flicks, so there is a lot of action to see, although you can make out the action, there is a lack of perspective, there is a lack of depth, and dimensions are lost if you do not have those glasses on. I would like to suggest to you that St. Paul's encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus was like the donning of 3D glasses for him. There was a depth of perspective that St. Paul came to know when he came to see who God is in the person of Jesus Christ. And that makes perfect sense, because in Christ, God truly became three-dimensional. He entered into this world of ours. And in that beautiful reading that we had from Colossians, St. Paul wants us to see the three-dimensional reality of our faith because of the incarnation of Jesus Christ. And these are the three dimensions that he speaks of. He says that because of Jesus Christ, we can truly know God. Because of Jesus Christ, we can truly serve God. And because of Jesus Christ, we know the inheritance that is ours. To know, to serve, and to have before us that inheritance. Remember what Paul prayed? He prayed that us believers would be filled with the knowledge of God's will, with all spiritual wisdom and understanding. One of the great gifts of the Christian faith is that it is both intelligible and intelligent. Remember how the Bible begins. Repeatedly it says, "And God said, God said, God said, God said." And then, of course, in the Gospel of John, those famous words with which that fourth gospel proclaims. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. There are many views of God. One of them is called deism. Deism says the following: God created the universe, but then he backed right off, and there's no way that we can know God. There's no way that he makes himself intelligible to us. And there are so many people who live their lives today as deists. They might believe in God, but that they do not believe in any way that God enters into the dimensions of this world. Not so for us as Christians. For we say that not only is God intelligible, but that he has given us intelligence so that we can understand him. We affirm that Christianity is a revealed religion. And as we come to know God through knowledge, we grow in wisdom. So let's look at it this way. God has given us the Bible. The 73 books of the Bible are like this incredibly complicated and rich map that God has given to us. But as we apply wisdom, we are seeking to interpret this amazing map so that we can live intelligently through this earthly life. As we come to know the intelligible God, as we apply our intelligence, then St. Paul goes on to say the following: live a life that is worthy of God, fully pleasing to him. And listen to these words again. I think this is such a beautiful sentence. As you bear fruit in every good work, as you grow in the knowledge of God. Do you understand that God wants our lives to have meaning and purpose? That we truly can bear good fruit in every good work? Here's the thing. As we grow in living a life where we are bearing good works, we then actually come to know God. There's a little quote in the Missalette this morning from Athanasius where it says, Jesus became like us so that we could become like him. How do we know God? We don't just know about God. We know God because in our own lives, we are learning to live more and more like Jesus Christ when he was in this world. The one who became three-dimensional in the person of Christ enables us to experience right now a life where we can know God as we learn more and more to imitate Jesus Christ. And then Paul ends this wonderful text by saying and praying that we would become strong with the strength that comes from his glorious power. Remember on Sunday, we had that text from Romans where Paul says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed through the renewing of our minds. How do we become strong in the faith? As we are more grounded in the truth of the gospel. And as we are grounded in the truth of the gospel, St. Paul says, we can be prepared to endure everything with patience in the presence as we await a sharing in the inheritance of the saints who are in the light. Isn't that a great phrase to think about it? That the saints are in the light. And one day we will share in that glorious inheritance. And so Paul concludes by saying, Jesus has rescued us from the power of darkness. Now, what does the power of darkness do in this world? It clouds our intellects and wills so that we live life without those glasses. But Paul says, we've been rescued from the power of darkness and transferred to the kingdom of his Son. Paul discovered that as we share in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, who is redeeming and forgiving us in the present, we can live lives cognizant of God as we live in this world. And the beautiful thing about the Christian faith, when we take it to heart, through all of the challenges and difficulties, the ups and the downs, is that we see the multidimensional nature of the world. Today's collect put it beautifully when we prayed, put in our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, you may nurture in us what is good. That's it. Deepening within us a sense of reverence. That's how we are to live our lives day by day, through the ordinary things that make up our daily lives, to have that deepening sense of reverence in what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. Beloved friends, may we have that deepening sense of reverence as we know God and allow him to nurture in our souls and in our lives the good works of grace as we look forward to that inheritance when we will, we pray, by grace, share with the saints who are in the light.